Obama's found himself in a quandary. On one hand, his popularity suffered because of his horrible, inconsistent, red-line, boasting foreign policy in the Middle East. And on the other, well, he's felt the need to now take military action to appear strong and decisive. Quite a quandary for a man whose campaign was all about how using military force there was wrong and how opposing any of these radical movements of Islam simply assists them by helping them recruit more. The quandary the left's adherents always find themselves in is self-created because of their refusal to recognize how the world actually works. One simply can't give a nice speech or talk one's way out of conflict when those engaging in conflict do not share the same values and goals. In reality, the talkers often end up being used by aggressive parties as shields and tools to buy time and rearm and frustrate their opponents. There is something slightly similar to this in domestic politics, which can be seen in our own legislature. Non-conservative Republicans like Speaker Strauss love to talk about limited government reform and less spending, but in practice do little to bring it about. So to make it appear that their actions match their rhetoric, they set up ad hoc study committees and the like to review, study, and talk about the very problems they don't want to fix. The Speaker's new look at how we budget, for example, is laughable because it's nothing new in what most thought legislators were already doing. But by saying the study's underway, it buys time to actually do nothing, giving cover to those still growing government to do their thing. Strauss's quandary is how to appear conservative while not allowing conservative policy to dominate. I'm Robert Pratt of Pratt on Texas.